potato launch on the fly. I think since we are at a launch site, we should celebrate with potatoes for lunch.
This is your idea. If you're buying, I'm eating.
And when we met the first time, remember I told you that in 2019, the Chinese sent a rocket to the moon to plant potatoes.
What was the point of that?
Well, if anybody is going to camp on the moon, they will have to eat. Sweet potatoes are on the menu in Chinese space missions and get served in soup.
So there are potatoes growing on the moon?
No, they freeze-dried. They need liquid water.
I guess China wants to be the new Columbus. Nobody ever heard of potatoes outside of America until Columbus brought them back to Europe. They preserve white potatoes in Peru by freezing them. But sweet potatoes started in Yucatan and Venezuela, where there's no freezing.
China eats half the world's sweet potatoes in winter for street food, tangshui, sweet potato soup in restaurants. So Chinese taikonauts have it pretty good.
Yeah, I remember you telling us about freeze-dried borscht and potatoes on the Russian and American spacecraft. If we're doing this show on a flying saucer, we may as well stay true to the program, huh?
Sounds like a plan.
It's amazing how many people are aiming for space. Bezos, Musk, Branson, even more using spaceport in truth or
consequences.
And the government is backing many.
The government gets ahead when they get ahead. Like communication satellites. How many would there be if government was the only one doing it? It's like Columbus, sailing under the flag of Spain, gave him protection from rivals. And look at everything Spain got out of the deal. Whole countries, lots of gold.
Okay, now it's whole planets. It's like the Wild West all over again.
You talk as if this is happening fast.
Well, Trump talked about a space force. Anybody that sets up shop on the moon, they're going to be king of the hill, aren't they?
The moon? Little itty-bitty. Now Venus, Mars.
You said yourself NASA made a map of most of Venus in a year and a half. Those places might as well be itty-bitty.
It's not as if everything's done. Many would be happy just to get a steady place to put telescope outside of the air. Not one that wiggles like on the Hubble satellite.
Got to look even further out. Never satisfied. I almost hope they find the little green men that they probably won't be able to understand any better than the fish they can't translate either, in spite of having had lifetimes to figure out what they're saying.
If they're fish, so what? We have better things to do, like making things we can't make on Earth, because they need absolute purity.
So private enterprise is motivated to try now. When NASA was the only thing going, anything anybody could think of would end up being public property. So now it's worth somebody's effort.
And many efforts. There are a dozen companies at spaceport. There are even rockets starting from Australia. NASA is like a city wanting industry. So it provides infrastructure, like transport to orbit, crew for space station maintenance, and so on. All you have to do is read your newspaper to see. Maybe you should buy their stock, and maybe then you will be happy.
It might be a little too early for that, but somewhere I read your buddy Elon saw an asteroid made of diamonds he wants to haul back here. It's gotta be a winner.